The Iranian ship held by Gibraltar since July on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria has left port. The ship is reportedly heading for Greece. Gibraltar earlier rejected a request by the U.S. to again seize the ship. Gibraltar said it could not comply with Washington's request to issue a new detention order because U.S. sanctions against Iran did not apply in the EU. Afghanistan's president is vowing to eliminate all Islamic State safe havens after a horrific wedding attack that the local Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for. AP's Zaria Shakli reports.
President Ashraf Ghani's comments came as Afghanistan mourns at least 63 people, including children, killed in the Kabul bombing at a wedding hall late Saturday night. Close to 200 others were wounded. Many outraged Afghans ask whether an approaching deal between the U.S. and the Taliban to end nearly 18 years of fighting will bring peace to long-suffering civilians. The bomber detonated his explosives in the middle of a dancing crowd. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir appeared in a Khartoum courtroom Monday for the start of his trial on corruption charges. Bashir, who was ousted by military leaders in April, is facing charges of illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. Meanwhile, Sudan's ruling military council says the country's pro-democracy movement has asked for a delay on the announcement of a joint ruling body because of last-minute internal disputes over appointees. Turkey says a Turkish convoy in Syria has been hit by airstrikes, killing at least three civilians. Officials say the attack occurred as the convoy was heading towards Syria's rebel-held Idlib province. For more news anytime you need it, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. An out-of-control wildfire in Spain's Canary Islands is throwing flames 50 meters into the air, forcing emergency workers to evacuate more than 9,000 people. The blaze, described by the local fire department as, quote, a monster, was racing across parched woodlands on Gran Canaria Island. Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong on Sunday, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. Brian Tong is a spokesman for the pro-democracy movement.
After 2.5 months, it seems that the Hong Kong government has not responded to our 5 demands. So one thing leads to another, and it became, if you may call it, escalations. So, if you ask me, I personally would hope that there would be a quick resolution to this from the government so that we don't have to protest anymore.
Hong Kong police spokesman Si Chun Chung.
We would like to appeal to all protesters to spare some thoughts for others and respect other rights and freedoms. They should not disturb the everyday life of ordinary citizens and visitors.
Meanwhile, Taiwan has offered to grant political asylum to participants in the pro-democracy movement, an offer that has angered China. A new survey shows about one-third of economists now are expecting a recession in the United States in 2 years. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The survey by the National Association for Business Economics shows 34% think a slowing economy will turn into a recession by 2021. That's up 6 points from February. And 38% think a recession will occur next year. Economists have been expressing concerns that President Trump's tariffs and higher budget deficits could hurt the economy. But the president is offering an optimistic outlook, even after last week's steep drop in the financial markets. Mike Hempen, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is dismissing the notion of recalling Parliament from its summer break. This after leaked government documents warned of widespread shortages in the event of a no-deal Brexit. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Significant disruptions to drug and medicine supplies, reduced availability and increased prices for critical elements of the food supply, and even shortages of fresh water. The Sunday Times reports these are some of the possible issues resulting from a no-deal Brexit being contemplated by the government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The minister in charge of no-deal preparations, Michael Gove, says it's called Operation Yellowhammer.
It's emphatically a worst-case scenario.
And he says
the government have taken significant additional steps to ensure that we are prepared to leave on October the 31st, deal or no deal.
And from Washington, this is VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.